And we are being joined once again on the telephone by our 64th District Representative in Hartford, Maria Horn. Maria, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Marshall. It's great to be here. Happy Lincoln's birthday.
Yeah, it is Lincoln's birthday. And and everybody's got the day off whether they thought they were going to get it or not, really, basically.
Exactly. Sometimes things run together. I'm glad I'm not driving back from Hartford, I guess, at the end of today.
Well, I think you're right. I forget what the hours are like in Hartford. I used to work in Hartford and at one of the news networks. And driving back at, 10:30 at night, sometimes 11 o'clock, is after a long day, is tiring.
It is tiring, although there's less traffic at that hour.
There's a trade-off. That's right. Well, all right, so now there was a real big meeting. A couple hundred people showed up in Falls Village last week, which is great to see that many people show up. And there were people from different towns, not only Falls Village there, which was also great.
Yep. From throughout the state, really. I mean, obviously focused on the region, but there were people who had, interest in the matter across the state. So it was great, actually.
And you were there, and I thought that the crowd and you handled the situation, which might have been, in other terms, combative, very well, by understanding Lime Rock is a Lakeville-Salisbury problem because, of course, it's located in Lakeville-Salisbury. But it's kind of like the transfer station in Sharon and other things. It's bigger than just one town, which is what we all found out.
Absolutely. And I knew this in one way going into this, but, after Thursday night, I know it in a deeper, more visceral way, which is really important, which is, this is a business that affects people. Its history affects people. Affects people's livelihoods, entertainment. I have heard from and spoken to, people who have bed and breakfast in Torrington whose business is directly related to the track. People throughout the 64th district and throughout the state. So it is a business that whose benefits, flow throughout a wide area, but is located in a single town, as that's just the way it is. So how do you handle that? How do you make sure that those larger concerns are heard by the single town in which it's located?
And as a state representative, I mean, whether people like to hear it or not, everybody gets a chance to get their say to the state representative. And the state representative, I think would react to each section of the community and try to answer their questions and forward their concerns. And this was just one of those things where it's been a heated pitch battle, and you got caught right in the middle of it.
I did, and I mentioned that night, I take responsibility for the way in which this was raised,
yeah.
Which is somewhat a function of the odd schedule in Hartford, which requires anything you submit to be submitted by January 18th for the next 2 years. But it was submitted, it was vague, and it wasn't, and there were no conversations preceding it, and all by a representative who's been in office for 2 weeks, and a lot of people don't know. And so that leads to a lot of anxiety, and I understand that, and that's important for me to accept and to hear. During the campaign, I honestly, some of the best conversations that I had during the campaign were with people who disagreed with me. I think you learn almost really more from those conversations than you do if you just talk to people who are like-minded. And so having run that kind of campaign, I now represent the entire 64th district, no matter what town you live in, who you voted for, and I want to make sure that I'm out there hearing those, even sometimes uncomfortable conversations. I need to have those. All the time. I think it's healthy. So I really do appreciate and all the people who turned out and gave a deeper understanding to an issue. So
I had thought that the issue had started to die down. Curtis Rand issued a letter, basically, and I want to address this myself, thinking that I think that had the letter been sent out in email or to Lakeville-Salisbury residents, it would have been a fine letter. But by being put out to all the residents of the northwest corner who can see it, I think a lot of people get the feeling that the Salisbury Board of Selectmen tell Maria Horn what to do, and that's not the case at all.
No, that's not the case, and I'm sorry that impression was created. I mean, understand that's Curtis's job. He does represent Lakeville-Salisbury. It's not my job. I mean, I do keep up a regular conversation with all eight boards of selectmen and the mayor of Torrington. And just, you know, yesterday I spoke to three, you know, leadership in three different towns. I mean, I really do feel it's important to push back on that notion that I am, you know, this Curtis submitting. You know, I do get suggestions from individuals for you know, legislation all the time. And sometimes it comes from a town and leadership of a town. Sometimes it comes from an individual in a particular town. I mean, there's a whole lot of things coming at me. He's just one piece of that.
And have you spoken to Skip Barber on this issue as well?
I did. That was one of my first. Well, I talked to him that evening, obviously, and I've spoken to him before. But he was one of my first phone calls the next day. So I'm actually on my way this morning before the snow gets too dressed. I'm actually going over to Lime Rock to have coffee with Skip. So I'm looking forward to that.
You know, I think what everybody has to do is settle down and understand that there's constituents in Lime Rock that don't want that don't want Sunday racing, and they deserve to be heard as much as the constituents throughout the region that know that this is an important, vital economic cog to our area.
Yeah, and thank you for mentioning that, because I did. That is another sector of people that I heard from that felt. I mean, these office hours I put together, I proposed them, you know, pretty on short notice and try to respond to this. And then local organizers, Judy Jacobs among them in Falls Village, really, you know, took it and advertised it and helped move it to the firehouse so that a really good sector of people who had a particular view on the racetrack were there that evening. But there are a lot of people who have different views who didn't hear about it, couldn't come. So I do think at some point, and I really do want to wait for the litigation to play out, I'd like to have, you know, another conversation that can try to bring in a really wide array of views. I mean, I really do think it's helpful for people to be in a room together and listen to one another. And sometimes that's hard because it's emotional and it's really important to people. But if we can all, you know, be in a space together and hear one another, it just seems to me this is a situation that calls out for, you know, some sort of compromise. And maybe if we listen to one another, we can get closer to that.
And here's something that, and why I agree with you on this 100%. Am I a supporter of Lime Rock Park? Yes, I said that I am. Do I think that Lime Rock should get everything they ask for? No. Do I think that both sides sooner or later should get together and come up with some sort of understanding? Yes, I do. But as much as I support Lime Rock, and as much as I don't support the just blanket, you know, shut Sunday racing down completely, everybody has a right to be heard, and everybody has a right to propose things. And I think what you just said is it. Once the Supreme Court of the state of Connecticut decides, then it's time for everybody to put up or shut up and get together and come up with something that works for everybody in the Northwest Corner.
Yeah, I think so. Well said, Marshall. I look forward to that. You know, it's sometimes hard, but that's the only way you get through things.
Well, I've got a feeling in your first term that this will probably be one of the major things, even though there are a ton of other, district-wide things that need to be handled. This is obviously one that has risen to the top.
Yeah, it touches on a lot of issues for people, so it's very symbolic in a lot of ways, in addition to being, you know, substantively important. So it's, you know, it's a good conversation to have.
Well, welcome to politics.
And well, I'm not fragile. I learn from these things.
Oh no, I think with your background, yeah, you've got the perfect background to be able to handle things like this. And good luck. And say hello to Skip for me when you speak to him today.
I will indeed.
And we'll keep you in the loop here on the radio, and keep people in the loop as well as not only this but other things go on.
Great. Well, always a pleasure to be on with you, Marshall. Thanks for having me.
All right, Maria. Thank you.
Have a good one.
Maria Horn, our state representative for the 64th District here on Robin Hood Radio.